Got a pretty tight schedule.
Louis Blassie's in the house, and sitting next to us is, how do we describe this guy? How do we describe him? He's a...
happy-go-lucky.
Well, he was a TV guy, very prominent TV guy in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a musician, but he's not just a musician because he plays on one of the more... One of the more popular bands in this particular region.
Eclectic.
I like that, eclectic. He's a journalist.
I'm so glad you didn't mention the baldness and the fat. Buongiorno, everybody.
Stefano Salambetti is in the house. Stefano was with RAI Television, no more. Now he is, and we're going to talk about this. You are now writing for one of the largest, if not the largest, magazine in Italy.
Is the largest circulated magazine that doesn't talk about who goes to bed with who, which is called Gossip, I think, in English.
That's what they call
non-gossip
it.
Non-gossip magazine in Italy, the largest.
Famiglia Cristiana.
Famiglia Cristiana. It sounds like a newsletter of a church, really. It's a 900,000 circulation newsletter for the entire country. So
Wow. I'm looking at your T-shirt.
Yeah.
What's spider pork?
Spider pork is what Homer Simpson, in the movie, the Simpsons movie, right?
Yeah.
He used, I think it was spider pig in English.
Okay.
I don't remember how it went in English, but this is the Italian translation of that song that he sang. It was a spoof of Spider-Man.
Oh, right? Okay. I didn't see the movie, so I'm at a big disadvantage.
How do you go in English? He was on the ceiling, you know, and you're making all the ceiling dirty. So in Italian, you see?
I see the movie.
It's translated in Italian. And this freaks people out in America. Because they try to see, it's the Simpsons, they know it, and then they see strange letters, and they go, what is that about? It's the best of both worlds, really.
Well, if you look at the cover, Mikey, of this CD.
That says it all.
This says it all. Stefano plays in a band called Motto.
Spider Pig. Spider Pig does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a spider pig.
Okay.
Very good.
In Italian, this was spider pork, il soffitto tu mi spork, poi mi balli sulla testa e mi sporchi tutto il rest. And some again.
So if you look at the cover, the name of the band that this gentleman plays.
Do you want me to translate the name of the band for you?
Moto Zappa, yeah.
Okay, Moto Zappa sounds awfully vulgar if you translate it in English. Motorized hoe, which doesn't mean a hooker in a car. It means hoe as in the farmer's
hoe. Oh, farmer's hoe.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's already, see, in English it's already funny. It's not in Italian, because a hoe is a hoe in Italian. It's just a tool.
So this band, this is a, I don't want to call it a parody band. However, they're one of the more popular bands from this particular region. They are hysterical.
Because of the characters that you guys do.
In Italian, we define this genre, agro
genre. I like it.
Genre. Well, I had to flesh a few big words. After all, the money my father gave me for college. And I have to show that I learned something. Agro-demenziale, which means demented in a farmer sort of way.
Demented.
You know, countryside demented.
Countryside demented.
I don't know how to translate. This is very hard to translate.
Now, how come Tommy's not playing in that band?
Well, we actually need a...
good drummer.
I know. Percussions we need.
Not anymore. All right, let's talk about our show lineup. So Stefano's in the house for the first hour. What else do we have, Mikey?